open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Yeah, there's really no way of starting this show without the topic of the day. And unfortunately, it's about Josh Gordon and his suspension. Wow. A blow that this team has taken, and there's no way, you can't put a happy face on this. You can't spin this in any way. The Browns are going to be without a player who figured to be one of their biggest difference makers for this season for the first two games. Now, that's two games out of 16, but it's still two games. And in a league where each game matters, where you don't play a lot of games, you only play 16, where each game determines, goes a long way toward determining your fortunes, and we saw this last year with Joe Hayden, the four that he missed for suspension were four losses, and that was no coincidence, and the five total games he missed, one being an injury, were losses, no coincidence. So Josh Gordon is missing for these first two games, a guy that we have been looking at and admiring the work he's done in this offseason. And if when you heard the excitement about the Browns, OTAs, watching those practices, and then minicamp this past week, the 3 days of minicamp that just concluded yesterday, the final session, final workouts of the offseason, the excitement you heard about that, the optimism you heard about what this team could look like, at least heading into training camp, was based largely on what you saw with Josh Gordon catching passes from Brandon Whedon and Greg Little and the others, but it was mostly Gordon. It was mostly Gordon because you saw the bigger, stronger guy. You saw a guy more in tune with what was going on for obvious reasons. The guy who didn't have an offseason last year had the offseason this year. And what I mean by that, of course, is the work of the offseason. He was part of an offseason last year, but no program because of when he came aboard in July. And this happens. And the circumstances, and it really doesn't matter. I mean, you can look at and listen to, or I should say, yeah, you can do, well, you read. You don't listen to, you read. You're listening now, but you're going to listen to me reading the statement from Josh Gordon saying that in February, I was diagnosed with strep throat, for which a doctor prescribed antibiotics and cough medicine. Apparently, the medicine I took contained codeine, which is prohibited by the NFL policy. The policy terms are strict about unintentional ingestion, but the NFL has not imposed the maximum punishment in light of the facts of my case. Therefore, I have chosen to be immediately accountable for the situation. I sincerely apologize for the impact on my team, coaches, and Browns fans. I look forward to working hard in training camp and preseason and contributing immediately when I return in week three. The bottom line here is the bottom line. The NFL doesn't make exceptions for players who have taken something they shouldn't take to treat something like strep throat or treat an illness. It's a flat policy. It just says you can't ingest, you can't have the following banned substances in your system. And if you do, you get suspended. So did they show some leniency here? Because we know these suspensions to generally be of the four-game variety. Sure. Two games is not four games. Two games is better than four games. But it's still two games. And according to what the league released in a statement, it's two games that he doesn't play and two game checks that he doesn't get beyond that, which opens up a whole other area of conversation just in terms of what that might mean to his mindset. He's going to play two games and not be paid for them. And a lot of you are saying, well, you know, good. I mean, that you get as much punishment as I guess you can for doing something that would essentially be described as mindless, or he didn't put thought into it or whatever. And there are others who say, well, it was an honest mistake. No, they don't go with honest mistakes anymore, and they don't distinguish between honest mistakes and just flat-out mistakes. Mistakes being that you can't take certain substances. And if you do, there's a consequence, and this is the consequence here. So this is not good news. There's nothing to be said about this other than, well, words I don't want to use on the air. But this takes away from a lot of the good talk and conversation about this team. There's just no two ways about that. And I'm going to get into further discussion about this with a couple of people in a couple of minutes. The first one being Bernie Kosar. We'll talk with him and bring him aboard to get his thoughts. And then we'll also hear from Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network, get his thoughts as well. He's got some, I'm sure, on this subject. Wanted to talk to both of these guys just about the, you know, the impressive work, the line going up, the curve, everything showing well in off-season workouts. And I guess that's still true to a large extent. But man, this just takes a lot away from it. But it's still a Motown Friday, so that much. Yeah, Dave DiNatale reminding me it's still a Motown Friday to take me out of my funk that I'm going into now. So that might help a little bit. You play the good. Spinners always help, Dave. You're right. All right. So we'll talk through this. We'll get through this and talk through this. It's Vic Carucci. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
Hi, I'm Katie, a Discount Drug Mart pharmacist. Look, I'm not going to pretend Medicare prescription drug benefits aren't complicated. They are. The good news is, our pharmacists can help you understand your Medicare benefits. We'll make sure you're getting all the savings you deserve. Plus, Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescriptions for diabetes, cholesterol, blood pressure, antibiotics, and more may be even less expensive than your Medicare copay. The simple truth is, your prescription dollar just goes farther at Drug Mart. Discount Drug Mart saves you the runaround.
Hi, I'm Trent Richardson of the Cleveland Browns. I work hard and I make a lot of choices every day. Here's the easy one. I go to Subway restaurants where I can get a choice of better for you subs. Subway has all the options I like all in one place. And the best part, I can change it up depending on my mood. I can choose any of the 8 subs for under 6 grams of fat, like the turkey breast and ham, piled high with all the veggies I need. Or I can add double meat to my favorite, steak and cheese, to fuel up for my bone-crushing workouts. Subway, the official training restaurant of Trent Richardson and you.
Additional charge for double meat.
This is Charles Osgood. I live in New York City, where you walk everywhere all year long. And when you're outside that much, you need more than just sunscreen or regular sunglasses. You need polarized prescription sunglasses with Experio UV lenses. They eliminate 100% of the sun's blinding, reflective glare. And they offer maximum UV protection so you can see clearly and your eyes are protected. Ask your eye care professional about Experio UV Superior Polarized Sun Lenses. It's the best vision under the sun.
You're in your car. You see dust caked on your hood. You know it's time to change your oil. Because the last 1,000 miles were hard ones. Like Baja Desert uphill both ways kind of hard. So you pull into AutoZone, where they have oil and everything else you need. Maybe a little wash and wax are in order, too.
Right now at AutoZone, for only $19.99, get a 5+4 jug of Valvoline conventional motor oil and a Fram Extra Guard oil filter, all just $19.99. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Spend a weekend being caught between a rock and a hard place. Come to Nemacolin Woodlands and enjoy the challenge of our peak dye design Mystic Rock golf course featuring giant boulders and lightning fast greens. Or be rejuvenated with a hot stone massage at our world-renowned spa. Either way, you'll find yourself in a good place. From fine dining to luxurious accommodations, expect the unexpected at Nemacolin. And for great golf and spa packages, visit nemacolin.com.
It's a football Friday, and it's a Motown Friday. I've had happier Fridays than this one, I'm not going to lie. The news of the day, Josh Gordon, the NFL announcing the Browns wide receiver will be suspended for the first 2 games of the season. for violation of the league's substance policy. And his case, as Josh explained in a statement, the league doesn't tell you what the substance is. It just tells you the circumstances or what it did, the action. And it suspended him for 2 games, and they're also docking him 2 games pay. So a total of 4 game checks he will miss. The two games he won't play in, and then the next 2 that he will play in but not be paid to play. So it just creates an interesting scenario there. But that is the circumstance. That is what the league announced. And we're going to, by the way, connect, we hope, soon. We're just having a little issue to get him by phone with Bernie Kosar. We're going to get him aboard and get his comment on this. I mentioned Doug Deacon will join us a little later in the show. And want to also remind you of something else that's good to know, that Browns Fans Unite 3-game flex plans go on sale Tuesday, that's June 11th, at 11 a.m. Reserve your seats for 3 Cleveland Browns games starting at $99, including the home opener against the Dolphins or division rivals Bengals or Steelers, plus your choice of 2 additional great matchups. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more info.
Bernie, Bernie, oh yeah, how you can throw. Yeah.
And we go to the Rebel Wireless Hotline. This segment brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. And kind enough to join us is Bernie Kosar for the second time this week. We had a much happier conversation on Monday, just kind of setting the table and talking about all the nice things that were happening through this off season. And today we get the news that we didn't like to hear, Bernie, that Josh Gordon has been suspended for these 2 games. And again, there's really just no way to look at this and say, okay, well, there's a bright side. I you're going to have to help me find that if there is one.
Well, no, there's really not. I mean, for someone like that, Josh Gordon, who's, you know, starting to establish himself, like we talked about, you know, the last couple of weeks on and off the air, about especially his play in November and December last year, you could see the strides he was making. And again, this is not going to wreck a career, something like this, but it is a wake-up call, and it's something that has probably the second or third wake-up call. But you reach a point where the priorities in our lives, and again, he's blameless, cast the first stone. So it's not, I'm not in terms of being critical of him, but in terms of the season, to miss the first 2 weeks when you want to be all offseason, getting ready, gearing towards those first 2 games, the timing you establish, the rhythm you establish won't be there. And for someone who's missed a lot of football while in college and just got into a nice routine, and we saw his growth last year, from a team standpoint and a personal standpoint, it's going to make it a little rocky through the course of the season. But, you know, me and you talked about it a couple of weeks ago on the show. This kid has enormous talent. I've spent some time with him. I enjoyed the time I spent with him. I hope that, you know, this is something where it's really a good call for him to see about where his priorities are and where his focus is, so things like this don't become consistent within his career.
Yeah, and it's about focus here. If we, you know, just let's go by the face value of what we have in the way of information. The league announces the suspension, doesn't provide any details. We got a statement from Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, you know, saying pretty much what I think you'd expect the head coach to say. That he says, obviously, we are disappointed in this news. In our short time with Josh, he has done everything that we've asked him to do, and he has exhibited substantial improvement. We believe that he will continue to work diligently through training camp and the preseason. I'm confident that others will step up in his absence. And that is exactly what you'd want to hear from the coach. But again, right at the beginning, disappointed in the news. And then from Josh, who explains that this is from taking. He had strep throat in February and apparently had taken some medication to deal with that. And there was codeine in a cough medicine, I guess, that he had taken, which sounds like a plausible thing, but it's a banned substance. And, you know, for players who take anything under any circumstances, and they're told, this is where you really struggle with the idea of, do you cut the guy any slack? But the bottom line is, it's not like players go into this blindly. They are told repeatedly and shown over and over again by the league what you can or can't take and what you can't deal with. And so he had to be aware of this, and he wasn't.
Well, apparently. I hadn't heard the codeine, the cold thing. I was about to say, as you got started it out, I'm not sure it matters, and what matters is
right.
This going forward. And again, I'm not. We've been jaded as people, fans, the last decade or so about. And I've spent time with Josh Gordon. I enjoyed him. I found him to be calm and respectful. And I have no reason to think he would not tell the truth. That being said, over the last decade or so, so many people have said they did one thing and it really was another. So I don't want to, you know, get into the truth and stuff. If it was cough syrup, I think it's time for rules to be changed if that's the case, because guys are told, but that type of stuff, I think, is excessive. But again, I don't think that's the path people should even go, because, again, a lot of time it is what it is. The rules are the rules. To your point, they're told. Sometimes you do have to be a doctor or a pharmacist to understand things, but it is the rules. And guys have to really figure out how to be relevant within your team. I mean, we were talking about this a lot the last couple of months. How do you make yourself a leader of the team? By being a playmaker, by making plays, by being a difference maker during the game so that the players, the coaches, the front office could all count on you. And when you're not going to be part of the opener, the first two games, a lot of emphasis, and we all say, oh, it's a long season, 16 games, but for everybody, organization, players, and coaches, that first game or two is really emphasized internally of all of us. And you want to make them good games. And when you're not going to be part of that team, those first two games, you can't be the consistent player on the team that everyone's looking for. Being a playmaker, being a difference maker. And I think now, again, he's going to have to go about it by somehow, some way, figuring out in week three, how does he get back into the mix and not just be on the team, but be a playmaker, a difference maker, and stuff like this just makes it that much more difficult.
Yeah, that's such great stuff there, Bernie, as far as the tone-setting portion of what you're talking about, how vital it is to get off to the good start, to set the tone for the season. And the Browns' ability to do that has been compromised. You can't. There's just no other way to say it. It's been compromised with the absence of Gordon.
That's, unfortunately, Vic, I concur. That's well simplistically said. That's well said. And it's been compromised and a tough situation that our team, our organization, has had since we've come back has been made that much more challenging, because not just the front office and the coaches, the players. I think us as a city, as a community of Browns fans, want to have a good year. And starting out the right way, by having things go well now through training camp and preseason, is a way to focus and gear towards that first game of success. And things like this just throw unneeded bumps in the road that inhibit that chance of success.
And what I wanted to get into, because I've covered the Buffalo Bills for many years, and during the years of some Hall of Fame players like Bruce Smith, who went through a four-game suspension, and of course still was on the way to a Hall of Fame career. This was still pretty early on, but he was still in the throes of that, and of course the same type of feelings permeated within the team. I think the Bills were in a different stage then than the Browns are now. They were on the rise, and they managed to overcome this. So the Browns can overcome. Now, we both know that. But here's my question, just the last thing I want to ask you, as the, you know, looking at it as the quarterback now and looking at it as, you know, collaborative with the coaches in terms of how this plan comes together, this offensive plan comes together, what are you thinking when you've erased that name from your game plan for the first 2 weeks? Where do your thoughts go from here?
Well, especially in June right now, and unfortunately it'll probably linger, this thought, through games 1 and 2 leading up to it, is Greg Little has had a fantastic offseason. I think, like we said last week, he's the type of guy who didn't play running. He played running back in college, missed his last year. He's just getting into, I think, his groove, and with his athleticism, size, and speed, has an opportunity to also be a difference maker. It's now imperative that he's healthy, and we've talked a lot about Jordan Cameron and his abilities as the ex-basketball player and his athleticism to take advantage of linebackers and safeties. He has showed to be incredibly injury-prone. It's imperative that those two guys stay healthy if I'm the quarterback OC trying to put a game plan together, because the odds are, although we will be looking for it, and the other thing about other guys will get an opportunity to step up, which they will, those guys have a chance of a lifetime to have the opportunity to step up and make plays when and get on the field. And you hope and pray that they do. Somebody does. Jordan stays healthy. Greg Little keeps with his consistency and stays healthy. I'd be at church a lot praying for that.
All right, Bernie, I know you have a lot going on tonight, and you took some time out to join us. We really appreciate that. And we will catch you again, I'm sure, on Monday.
Sounds good. Yep, big weekend of ballet recitals.
Nice.
Pretending like I have a little culture in me, and then my little girl's sweet 16 birthday.
Well,
a good big weekend.
Please give her a hug and a happy birthday from the Carucci's.
From Uncle Vic.
From Uncle Vic.
Sounds great. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, brother. He is Bernie Kosar. He joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, just getting this thing started on a Motown Friday. But we've got much more to talk about. This topic of Josh Gordon's suspension is going to be, obviously, a big one on this show throughout. And we're going to get your questions and comments on that as well. A lot of you have already weighed in on social media and email and so forth. So we'll get to that, too. Jameer Howerton sits down with Travis Benjamin. I'll get a high point. Let's go into something positive here. Travis Benjamin, who's had a nice offseason, talks with our own Jameer Howerton next. You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
we're about to go party to party, Bud Light and Pitbull to the East Coast. Stop.
I think y'all having a good time out there.
Now let's keep it moving to the West Coast with Bud Light. Stop. Let's take it down south. Got it. They can't. They won't. They never win. Now let's go worldwide with Bud Light. Here we go. party moving. Got Bud Light. Together again with Pitbull. Here we go.
Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Enjoy responsibly.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of AlarmForce. Have you ever noticed how some companies offer great deals for their new customers while completely ignoring their loyal, longtime ones? At AlarmForce, we appreciate all of the 250,000 people we protect, and because of that, we haven't raised our monitoring rates in over 15 years. Call now and get no charge live two-way voice and only $25 per month for monitoring.
Call 1-800-267-2001. AlarmForce.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
And now here's traffic.
The streets are jammed. I've never seen anything like it.
Where do you suppose these drivers are going?
It looks like, yes, it's a BP station.
Drivers are excited about new BP driver rewards. When they sign up, they receive an instant 10 cents per gallon reward. With every second fill up, they keep earning and saving 5 cents per gallon. Pick up a BP driver rewards brochure at BP to join now. Up to 20 gallons, terms and conditions apply. See bpdriverrewards.com for details.
Nearly five decades ago, we opened our first family-owned tire store in Cleveland. We believe in Northeast Ohio and still treat our customers like family. Conrad's continues to grow while other tire companies come and go. Today, Conrad's is still the local family-owned choice. Close to your work or home, with the best tire brands, low prices, and over 30 Northeast Ohio locations.
Right now at Conrad's, buy any four Michelin tires. Get a $70 MasterCard reward card after submission.
Conrad. Why should men shop at TJ Maxx and Marshall's? One, you can get all the awesome brand names. Two, you can get them for less than department stores, and that's awesome. Three, you'll look stylish and awesome. Four, she'll think you look awesome. Five, you'll actually be awesome, which is awesome. So head to TJ Maxx and Marshall's and get all the awesome brands for men. Two stores, two awesome ways to score. Find a store near you at awesomeforless.com.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
That's right. It's Motown Friday. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, playing those Motown rejoin tunes throughout to help help put you in a better mood. Yeah, we'll deal with that as we go along here. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Rock legend Bon Jovi, this is a good thing. Rock legend Bon Jovi is coming to First Energy Stadium for the Cleveland Browns fan kickoff concert with special guest Michael Stanley and the Resonators, plus appearances by Browns players and alumni, pre-show Browns Fan Fest, and more. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster. For more info, visit ClevelandBrowns.com. Our own Jameer Howerton had a chance to visit recently with a wide receiver on this team by the name of Travis Benjamin, the second-year player who has had a pretty strong offseason, really trying to show, too, that he can be more than just the guy who makes dynamic kick returns, and that's an area he's likely to have a prominent place, but trying to make his mark as a receiver as well. Let's hear what they have to say. Jameer, take this.
Travis, welcome.
I'm glad to be here.
How you doing? How's OTAs coming so far?
Everything going good. Everything coming along well. We just installed a great offense. We're just looking for a big season.
How great is it to have pretty much the offense installed, and now during this mini camp, you're able to just react and kind of just show the coaches what you got?
They're just showing that we're well ahead of the game, knowing that we basically got 95-90% of our offense installed, and everybody know what they're doing, and the keys to the offense are going to be great.
Just taking a couple steps back, what was your mindset coming into your second season?
Be better than last year, to be more productive, to be well involved in offense and special team, and to come out and have a great season.
What were some of the things that you worked on during the offseason?
Based on my routes running, and continue to run full speed, 95-90% of the time.
Speaking of speed, speed is the name of your game. You the speed killer. So what were some of the things that you did to strengthen your speed?
Longer distance running, working on speed, like running 150 yards full speed 6-7 times just to build up my endurance.
You've had 9 weeks to really dive deep into this offense. What do you like about it?
Everything about it. From the run, from the pass, to the play action, to the gimmicks and gadgets they got, everything is just well played out.
So you see your speed definitely being an asset for you to really enhance this offense.
Yeah, I really see myself doing big things in the offense.
From a special team standpoint, do you see yourself really stepping up and being a leader and a force on special teams?
It depends. When guys leave, certain guys got to stand up, man. I'm starting punt return right now, so I just got to get the punt return and everybody else on the same page.
What do you like about that position?
It's a great position. It put me in a position where I can show my skills, because on punt return, it's all about speed and quickness. You see a hole, you see where you got to go, you just hit it and it'll be a big thing.
A lot of reaction, too, coming at you, make those big guys miss.
Yeah, you usually make 3 or 4 guys miss, and you can usually get touchdown.
Let's talk about some of the new faces that you're learning from. Offensive coordinator North Turner and your position coach, Scott Turner. What do you like about the father-son tandem?
It's a great tandem. Those guys, they're some great guys, and his father is so well, like a legend, and he have his son, so I'm pretty sure he grew up watching his father, so it just kind of soaked onto him like a sponge, and they're doing a great job.
Besides the new coaches, you have some new faces amongst that wide receiver core. One that stands out is veteran wide receiver Devon Best. Let's talk about him. What are you learning from a veteran like that?
It's great learning. From coming in early, to watching things what he do, from watching film until how somebody else take notes. And he makes sure if you're in the huddle with him, or he in the game plan, he'll look at you like, yo, you got this right here. If I can tell him, like, you got this right here, watch him. He just, all is just communication.
Let's talk about the chirping that's been going on between the DBs and the wide receivers, that good, friendly competition that's going to breed right into training camp.
They just get all us geeked up for the season, knowing that we can make each other better and talk trash to one another. They know when the opponents come on the field, we just got to treat them like we do everything.
Travis, overall, where do you want to be before training camp hits?
I want to be healthy coming into training camp, getting training camp over, starting the season, and look forward to a great season for the Cleveland Browns.
Travis, thank you for your time. It's great catching up with you.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, Jamir Howerton. Thank you, Travis Benjamin. And it has been impressive to see him move around, run routes. I think he's playing, Benjamin, with such a higher level of confidence and a little bit of swagger. I mean, there's just something in how he's going about his business as a receiver that just makes you take notice of how those routes are being run. And it looks like, I mean, the words are, I want to be better. That's what he says. I want to be better than I was. And that's a very admirable goal, and you would hope every player feels that way. But especially from year one to year two, where players tend to make their biggest strides, you hear that, and it's more than a cliche. I think there's ample proof of that throughout the NFL, and there has been. And you hear coaches say this and personnel people say this and so forth. So that expectation is there, but a lot of it is, too, the attitude of the player and how much he wants this to be, wants this for himself, puts the work in. And you saw from Benjamin, again, a returner last year making some of the more exciting plays, that Kansas City touchdown return, some of the more exciting plays that the Browns have had in a long time, and he was responsible for them, but he wants to be that contributor at wide receiver. Well, you know what? Tonight, now, or today, in light of the Josh Gordon suspension, even though it is not he can't fill that role, he doesn't fill that big outside perimeter guy role. He is a slot speed guy, and in the structure of this offense, that's how this is going to come down. But you got Devon Best there in his experience, and the Browns are going to lean heavily on that. They're certainly leaning on Greg Little. They got to lean on this guy, too, Travis Benjamin, to see what he's about. And they're going to lean out of the receivers. But Benjamin today just got a different kind of calling for this season. Being better, he better be better, and he's got to be something or someone that helps this team pick up some major slack. All right, we're going to get more thoughts on the Josh Gordon suspension from our good buddy Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. The former Browns offensive lineman will join us on this Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci with you on ESPN 850 WKNR.
When it's cold outside.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Today is a big day.
Today, you look to the best to get better.
With 27 Cleveland Clinic locations,
world-class care is always near you.
Call today. We're ready for you.
Call 855-411-DOG. That's 855-411-3294 for your same-day appointment.
Cleveland Clinic. Every life deserves world-class care.
Cleveland Clinic is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
NCB has changed the tire business with ready-to-roll all-inclusive pricing. The lowest installed price on tires guaranteed. And now through Sunday at NCB, get double rebates on a selection of big brands. Up to $160 with your Service Central credit card. Like Yokohama and Bridgestone, a $50 rebate doubles to $100. And Goodyear or Cooper, an $80 rebate doubles to $160. Plus, you're ready-to-roll with all the extras at no extra charge. Hurry to NTV for double rebates now through Sunday. Up to $160 off select in-stock tires after mail-in rebates on four tire purchases made on the Service Central credit card. Subject to credit approval, Goodyear rebate offer N6213, other offers N6913. Void where prohibited, see NTV.com for details. Double rebates on the biggest brands. Up to $160. You're ready to roll. NTV. Service, tires, and oil.
Hey Cleveland, get going to the Get Go Scan and Drive giveaway to win a grand prize Ford Escape or free gas for a year. Plus, we'll be awarding $25 every week at every Get Go location. Scan your Giant Eagle Advantage card, fill up with at least 10 gallons, and you're automatically entered to win. Go to Get Go to play, now through July 11th. No purchase necessary. Must be a resident of Pennsylvania, Ohio, or West Virginia and 18 or over to participate. Sweepstakes begins on 5/30/2013 and ends on 7/11/2013. Additional terms or restrictions apply. For entry without purchase, see official rules at get-go.com. Void where prohibited.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
I'm Dave DiNatale. Browns wide receiver Josh Gordon has been suspended by the NFL for the first two regular season games this fall for violating the league's substance abuse program. Gordon will also forfeit two additional game checks. Also, Indians in action, or set to go to action. They'll start a three-game series with the Tigers in Detroit. First pitch just after 7, a ball to Jimenez will get the start against Justin Verlander. Now, back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Dave DiNatale.
On a Motown Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans unite. Season tickets are on sale now. Be part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on new Browns season tickets, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. And this segment is driven by Liberty Ford. We go to the Revel Wireless Hotline now to bring aboard Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network. Obviously, Doug, not good news to hear that Josh Gordon has been suspended for the first two games of the season. And, I mean, let's just start there. Taking away this guy for those first two games is a big blow to the Browns.
Yeah, it's definitely a big blow. I mean, and you go back to last year where you lost Joe Hayden for four games. And, you know, I think it definitely has an effect on how you're going to be able to start the season. And you'd like not to think that one guy is not that important, but, you know, he was a very he's a very integral part of that passing offense and what he can do. So, you know, they're going to have to move on for the first 2 weeks with the idea they're not, knowing they're not going to have him. And, you know, obviously somebody else is going to have to be able to step up, and it's an opportunity for some of the young receivers.
Yeah, I think that's the real key here is, and you make such a great point there, because everything we've said, I mean, the frustrating part of this is everything that we've said about this offseason, talking about just how good this Browns offense has looked. A lot of that has been done with Gordon's performance in mind. Let's face it, every practice we've watched and watching him make great catches and being that big explosive target out there. And so when you take him out of the equation, things have to change. I mean, it's hard to look at this Browns offense in the same light. That doesn't mean, as you said, someone else can't step up, but you take him out of the equation, you've changed things.
Yeah, that's a major weapon, and it just, you know, obviously it'll put more pressure on Brandon Whedon and more pressure, I think, for Trent Richardson to make sure he's healthy at the start of the season.
Right. You bring up such a great point there. Let's back it up to the statement that was released by Josh Gordon in February. He said he was diagnosed with strep throat, and a doctor prescribed antibiotics and cough medicine. Apparently, the medicine he took contained codeine, according to Gordon, and that's prohibited by the NFL policy, and that's a strict policy, as Gordon mentions in his statement. And basically, I think that's why it ended up being a two-game suspension versus something longer. But it doesn't absolve anything. I mean, your players are told, they're given the banned substances list, and there's no leeway here. I mean, if you take the wrong thing, or if you go in about and take this, your ignorance is not a way out or an alibi for this at all.
Well, I think, you know, it's almost like almost every player needs to have his mother living with him during the season, because I got to be honest, if, you know, when I was playing, and, you know, you got something, you took something, you'd like to think that, you know, they're good stuff, that there's nothing involved in them. And I think, you know, a lot of these guys are just, you know, ambiguous to the fact that, you know, some of the stuff that you can't take. And I'm sure, you know, that's something where you get a little lackadaisical, and, you know, you got to pay attention to detail.
Yeah, you're responsible for what goes into your body, and I think that's something the NFL has stressed. That's the part of this that I get now. You know, initially my reaction was just like yours, to say, hey, come on, you know, give a guy a break under circumstances like these. But the NFL keeps it strict that way to avoid those who might take advantage of a loophole that would be there to deal with legitimate illnesses or whatever, and use that under false pretenses. So instead of trying to go even on a case-by-case basis, the league has a blanket strict policy, and this is what Josh Gordon came under.
Yeah, and the thing is, they have to be consistent with it. And although, you know, it's a, what, four-game paycheck, but two-game suspension, you know, and I'm not sure, you know, what how that got reduced down from being a four-game suspension. But it's just one of those things where a football team counts on somebody, and that person's not there, then, you know, the value definitely drops. And, you know, he's a guy with an immense amount of talent. And, you know, he had some past history where he's gotten himself into making the wrong decisions. And I think, you know, at some point, you know, he's got to figure it out. You know, I can't, you know, I got to watch everything I do. Yeah, you know, as they used to say, you know, dot the I's and cross the T's. Well, he's got to do it every time now.
Yeah, great point. Doug Deacon joins us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Doug, you know, we talk about, too, the, and I'm glad you brought that up, about the additional game checks that he will be hit with losing. I just wonder how that impacts the mindset, too, after he comes back and effectively plays two games without pay. How much does that, you think, enter into the mindset of a player?
Well, you know, I think it's one of those where, you know, I think if you should be embarrassed by what happened, and you're going to try to make good because you've let a lot of people down. And, you know, I go back to Joe Haden this last week, you know, talking about, you know, thought he had a chance to be an all-pro corner, but, you know, when he had the four-game suspension, it really, you know, set his chances back. And I think, you know, Joe, you know, addressed the issue, which means that he obviously has an idea that, you know, that was the wrong thing to do, and it's not going to happen again.
Yeah, and he could use, I mean, Gordon certainly could use Joe Haden as a point of reference here, because Joe knows what that cost him last year and how much he felt that sense of letting down his teammates, the Browns losing all five of the games that he missed, including the one with the injury. So I think that's as good an example of any player of what not to do, and he's got that as a reference point, I guess, from Haden, and Haden sounds very contrite about that and talks about that often, as you said, what it cost his team and what it cost him individually. And you look at Gordon now and look at how he's performed through this offseason, how much better he is because he's had an offseason to make his game better physically, mentally, every possible way, and he's tearing it up on the practice field, has been through the OTAs and then this past mini camp that just ended this week, and now to know that really all he could do is watch for those first two games, you just wonder about his capacity as a young guy, a very young guy. He was a 21-year-old rookie last year. How he's equipped to handle that at age 22.
Well, I think, you know, that's where, you know, some of your veteran leadership comes in, and, you know, guys like DeQuell Jackson and Joe Thomas and Devon Best. I mean, that's one of the reasons you brought him in, besides being a good receiver. You know, he's a guy that's, you know, had some trouble in his past, and he's addressed it, and he's moved on and done the most with his life. And I think, you know, this is something where, you know, the other ball players, you know, got to take him under the arm and, you know, kick him in the butt and, you know, kind of pat him on the back at the same time.
Yeah, it really brings up the great issue and topic that you just raised there about leadership. And, you know, this is a young Browns team. I mean, let's face it. There are the leaders of this team, the people who are going to do what you just said, aren't all going to be grizzled veterans. You know, the most grizzled guys that we know of on this club, of course, are Joe Thomas and DeQuell Jackson, basically. After that, it's a lot of guys who are in that, you know, three going on their fourth year areas of their careers where they're still pretty young and still finding out a lot of things for themselves. And, you know, you get a newcomer. I mean, Devon Best is definitely a veteran, but he's new to the team. So how much of a leadership role he can have right away? I mean, I think he's had that impact, but they don't know him, and he doesn't know them, the other players, yet. I mean, right? That's still to come. So I'm just curious as to how that will be tested. And I think it's a combination of things, too, is that it's players doing their part as leaders, but I also think that it's very important to, as a test to a first-year head coach, Rob Chudzinski, how he handles this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's going to be a thing. And the other thing is, yeah, he's made a mistake, but, you know, and he's got to realize it. By the same token, he can't spend the rest of the season beating himself up over it, because then, you know, he's just going to really fail across the board. So I think, you know, it's something that, you know, has to be addressed and taken care of by the head coach and him. And like we talked about the leaders, and I think, you know, DeQuell has, you know, really been great in that role. I mean, he's not afraid to step forward and say something. So I think, you know, you're very fortunate to have a guy like DeQuell Jackson on your team when you have something like this.
Yeah, this would be something that, you know, DeQuell being the kind of guy that he is and the kind of role that he will assume with this team, you know, will definitely have to have. And I think that's, you know, when you talk about established clubs, when you talk about clubs like the Patriots that have had continued success, one of the things that is always brought up is how much Bill Belichick has built within the locker room the people who carry on his message, his disciples as players, because the head coach can't be in everyone's ear. He can't be everywhere at the same time. So he counts on players to kind of keep things straight in the locker room. And, Doug, you've been a part of that as a player as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I think, you know, there's, you know, guys like to have fun, yeah, but, you know, you also have to understand with what point fun has to end, because, you know, what the damages can be. And obviously, if you miss two games, you're hurting the guys on the team. And, you know, these are the guys that count on you. And it's, you know, we've talked many times about how what a great OTAs and mini camp he had. And you know, it's just a shame that, you know, Brandon Whedon, who's really kind of struggling to, you know, scratch the surface and find out what he's going to be all about, and I think he's excited about the offense he had, Now you take out, you know, one of his major weapons, probably his go-to guy in regards to the big play for the first two games, and you'd like to get off on the right foot to that first game. That's always so important. Yeah, it's going to make it tough. It's going to test him.
Yeah, it definitely is. And let's go to the other point of what we brought up earlier about how this offense has to pick up the slack, too. Let's start with Brandon Whedon, because clearly, and he talked about this yesterday at the end of the minicamp workouts, he referenced the idea of putting the ball with big targets like Josh Gordon and Greg Little. He meant this as well, and he brought up Jordan Cameron, the big-bodied player that you put the ball in a place where basically near the body rather than putting it in a place where they have to sort of run through the ball to catch it. And I thought that was such a great point about how he can deal with that kind of player. So for these first two games, if Gordon's not in the mix, I'm thinking immediately this had better be a time where Jordan Cameron, who is dealing with the second of two injuries that he dealt with in the course of these offseason workouts, has to be a factor. You've got David Nelson coming back from the ACL. We still don't know, you know, what he'll be like, but he's recovering, and supposedly that recovery is coming along well. But I guess there's some unknowns as to how the slack will be picked up for a couple of games.
Well, yeah, and I mean the thing is, you know, like last, you lose a Phil Taylor. You know, an injury is, you know, a lot of ways similar. But, you know, this is one that, you know, it could have been prevented, obviously, with a little better judgment. But, I think, you know, this team, I think it'll accept the challenge. I mean, because this is a good locker room. They've got some good quality young players in there that I don't think are going to say, you know, woe is me and, you know, we can't do anything because we don't have Josh Gordon. It's like, okay, you know, he's down. Let's go and see what we can do.
Yeah, and I guess that's pretty much it. Let's go see what they can do and how they do it. It's very much a situation that, and you hate to say it, Doug, because it's easy to get into a woe-is-me mentality with this Browns team, because it seems that every turn there's something to overcome. And you can't deny that that's a topic, and that's on the forefront of people's minds. I think it's the wrong mindset, certainly, for the team to get into, for sure. You know, you started hearing the discussion of Trent Richardson's injury that you just would hope would be something that you could just move on from, but that was a guy for sure, a key guy who didn't participate in these off-season workouts a good portion of the last portion of them, and that raised questions about his availability. So you got that lingering. You've got the questions that come aboard with a team that seems to have issue after issue.
Yeah, so it kind of makes the title of our next book, You Can't Make This Stuff Up, huh?
There you go. We'll work on that one. Hey, Doug, thank you, and
okay.
We appreciate the time. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good, Vic.
He is Doug Deacon from the Browns Radio Network joining us on the Rebel Wireless Hotline on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, and we've got more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty is in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Fans Unite! Season tickets are on sale now. Purchase your season tickets today and be a part of the tradition of Cleveland Browns football live at First Energy Stadium, home of the Cleveland Browns. Great seat locations are open in the general seating bowl and club level. For more information on becoming a new Cleveland Browns season ticket holder, visit clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Yeah, traffic again. You've sat in it like a zillion times. But this time, why don't you mix it up with a Pepsi? Yeah? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Aw, yeah. Jams aren't so bad with the cool cola flow. Look at
to that cabbie waving at you. Ah, what a friendly guy.
Hey, keep moving.
Whoa, check out that orange cone. It's like sunshine. Pepsi always gives you the green light on total enjoyment. And now, you're experiencing a whole world of refreshment without moving at all. For now.
Have you had precancers, also called actinic keratosis? Prolonged exposure to the sun can cause small, rough, scaly patches on the face known as actinic keratosis. These common precancers are called AKs and are often treated by dermatologists using liquid nitrogen sprays. Haber Dermatology is conducting a clinical research study for actinic keratosis. This study is evaluating the safety and effectiveness of an investigational cream for AKs on the face or balding scalp. All study medication or placebo and study-related medical care is provided to you at no cost. You're compensated for your time and travel once your participation is complete. If you've ever had precancers treated by a physician, you may be a candidate. Call 216-932-5200 to find out more about this study. That's 216-932-5200 and ask for research. Call today.
Hi, gang. Riz here. Someone asked me the other day, why isn't Gillingham Ford open on Sundays? I said, look, simple. Rob, Bob, and Matt want their staff to be home with their families on Sundays. They also said, are they closed on holidays as well? Yep, most of them. Folks, it's what I've been telling you. Bob Gillingham Ford, family still comes first. All Ford dealers have the same product, but not the same people. Take Bill Bell, for example. Vietnam vet, sales rep, 29 years and counting. Says something to have an employee with you for that long in this day and age. He's one of a number of sales professionals with 20-plus years of experience who want to show you the incredible, efficient Ford lineup, from Focus to F-Series. Look, don't get sold, get educated. Let open, honest, and fair guide you to your next buying experience. It all happens at Bob Gillingham Ford. Folks, they are the home of the real deal. See them at BobGillinghamFord.com. 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma, or call 216-398-1300. Bob Gillingham Ford.
It's now your chance to Ask Vic on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Vic Hurt, you with you on this Motown Friday. And we got your questions and comments that you have submitted to the Browns' official Facebook, Twitter pages, the Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns_daily, and our email address, which is daily@clevelandbrowns.com. And no surprise here that many of you have sent in questions regarding the Gordon situation, and that's what we're going to answer. Tim sends this in via email. He says, just when you think this team is looking up and you're ready to buy in, disaster strikes. Just like Joe Hayden's suspension cost us four losses at the beginning of the year, Gordon's will do the same. Well, it was, there's no denying, Tim, what Hayden's suspension meant to this team, meant to the defense, and how the defense's inability to fill that hole sufficiently did cost the Browns dearly and cost Hayden dearly. And he was talking about it again not long ago that his, you know, this was for him, he expected this to be a Pro Bowl, last year to be a Pro Bowl season. He thinks that's what kept him out of that, or kept him away from that honor. He's gone into this year with the thinking, and you heard Doug Deacon say it, with the thinking that it's a big part of what's motivating him to have his best season. And, you know, I think that's got to come up in this conversation somewhere along the line between Hayden and Gordon, if it hasn't already, to just, you know, hear from a guy who's been through it and what it means. And I'm not going to sit here and say that the Browns start this year 0-2 because of Josh Gordon, but those first two games are critical games. That home opener, that first game of September 8th against the Miami Dolphins, that's the tone-setting game. We know what that is. And the second game at Baltimore, at the defending Super Bowl champs, at your divisional rivals, maybe your biggest divisional rival, one of them. They don't supplant Pittsburgh, but they're certainly it's not far away, and that game is on the road. So you're taking away a chance, yeah, for your offense to be potentially great, and that's what I think Gordon means to this team as a player, can mean to this team. We'll see where it goes from here. All right, I want to thank Bernie Kosar for being on the show and Doug Deacon. I want to thank Jameer Howerton and Travis Benjamin. Want to thank Drew Boatner and our entire crew, audio crew, for their work in helping us out. My outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale, and let's give Emmett Golden an assist here for his great work as well. Three Deeps next. We'll talk to you again on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.